Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sekhus Ksubas Daf Lamed Ches, the third parak in the Aros. The Zichu Sekhus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Nara Shinis Arsa Vinis Garsha, in the case of a Nara, who is engaged and then divorced and then violated. Ryosa Glili says, Ein La Knas, she's not entitled to Knas. But Rekiva says, Yeshal Knas, Knas La'atzma. She is entitled to a Knas, and the Knas belongs to her. Or she explains that the case is specifically where she was engaged and then divorced. For if she were not divorced, then the one who violated her would be Chayv Misa for committing adultery with an Arusa. The Gemara explains that Yossi Gli's reason for holding that she's not entitled to Knas is because the Pasuk states, if a man finds a Na'ar Basua, Asher Lo Arasa, who is not engaged, which implies, Ha'arasa Ein Lo Knas, that if she was engaged, she does not receive the Knas. But Rabbi Kiva holds, Asher Lo Arasa La'avia, that if she was not engaged, the Knas is paid to the father, Ha'arasa La'atzma, which implies that if she was previously engaged, the Knas belongs to her. The Gemara will challenge unsuccessfully Rabbi Kiva's position. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brice in which Rabbi Kiva teaches that the phrase Asher Lo Arasa, who was not engaged, is mufna, superfluous, to have the following Gezer Shava to be expounded from it. It stated here regarding one who was violated, Asher Lo Arasa, who was not engaged, and stated regarding the girl who was not seduced, Asher Lo Arasa, who was not engaged. Ma'kan chamishim af lahon chamishim, ma'lahon shkalim af kan shkalim. Just as here, the ma'anis pays 50 silver coins, so to the mafata pays 50 silver coins. And just as there, the mafata pays shkalim, here also the ma'anis pays shkalim. Rashi explains that the word yishkol, he shall pay out, in the parsha of the mafata, implies shkalim. The Gemara later explains that Yossi Glili, who cannot teach this gezer shava, since he uses the phrase asher lo arasa to teach something else, derives the 50 coins and shkalim from what was taught in the following brisa. The Torah states regarding the mafata, kesef yishkol kamohar basulos, he shall pay out silver shkalim in the amount of the settlement to the basulos. She has zek kamohar basulos, which teaches that the kanas should be like the settlement made to the basulos in the case of the na'ara, who was violated, which is 50 coins. Umohar basulos kazeh, and that the settlement made to the basulos should be paid in shkalim, like the kanas for seduction. And point number three, Abaye said, ba'aleha umesa pater, if one violated a na'ar basula and she died before the violator was sued by the father and found liable by Basin, he's pater from payment, for the pasuk states, v'nasan la'aviha na'ara, and he, referring to the violator, shall give to the father of the na'ara 50 silver coins. The superfluous expression of na'ara teaches that the fine is paid to the father of the na'ara, v'lo la'avimesa, and not to the father of a deceased girl. The Gemara says that what was obvious to Abaya was the basis of a question for Rava. Rava asked, Yesh beggar bekever or ein beggar bekever? If the victim was a na'ara at the time she died, but would have become a bageris by the time Basin ruled, is there an attaining a bageris in the grave or not? The Gemara on the next up will clarify Rava's question. So once again, the few points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Na'ara shenis arsa v'nis garsha, in the case of a na'ara, who was engaged and then divorced and then violated. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ein lo kanas, she is not entitled to a kanas, but Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh lo kanas u'kanas la'atzma, she is entitled to a kanas, and the kanas belongs to her. Or she explains that the case is specifically where she was engaged and then divorced, for if she were not divorced, then the one who violated her would be Chayv Misa for committing adultery with an Arusa. The Gemara explains that Yossi Aglili's reason for holding that she's not entitled to Knas is because the Pasuk states, if a man finds a Na'ar Basula, Asher Lo Arasa, who is not engaged, which implies, Ha'arasa Ein Lo Knas, that if she was engaged, she does not receive the Knas. But Rabbi Kiva holds, Asher Lo Arasa La'avia, that if she was not engaged, the Knas is paid to the father, Ha'arasa La'atzma, which implies that if she was previously engaged, the Knas belongs to her. The Gemara will challenge unsuccessfully Rabbi Kiva's position. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brice in which Rabbi Kiva teaches that the phrase Asher Lo Arasa, who was not engaged, is mufna, superfluous, to have the following Gezer Shava to be expounded from it. It stated here regarding one who was violated, Asher Lo Arasa, who was not engaged, and stated regarding the girl who was not seduced, Asher Lo Arasa, who was not engaged. Ma'kan chamishim af lahon chamishim, ma'lahon shkalim af kan shkalim. Just as here, the ma'anis pays 50 silver coins, so to the mafata pays 50 silver coins. And just as there, the mafata pays shkalim, here also the ma'anis pays shkalim. Rashi explains that the word yishkol, he shall pay out, in the parsha of the mafata, implies shkalim. The Gemara later explains that Yossi Glili, who cannot teach this Gezer Shava, since he uses the phrase Asher Lo Arasa to teach something else, derives the 50 coins and shkalim from what was taught in the following brisa. The Torah states regarding the mafata, kesef yishkol kamohar basulos, he shall pay out silver shkalim in the amount of the settlement to the basulos. Sheyazek kamohar basulos, which teaches that the kanas should be like the settlement made to the basulos in the case of the na'ara, who was violated, which is 50 coins. Umohar basulos kazeh, and that the settlement made to the basulos should be paid in shkalim, like the kanas for seduction. And point number three, Abaye said, ba'aleha umesa pater. If one violated a na'ar basula and she died before the violator was sued by the father and found liable by Basin, he's pater from payment, for the pasuk states, v'nasan la'aviha na'ara, and he, referring to the violator, shall give to the father of the na'ara 50 silver coins. The superfluous expression of na'ara teaches that the fine is paid to the father of the na'ara, v'lo la'avimesa, and not to the father of a deceased girl. The Gemara says that what was obvious to Abaye was the basis of a question for Rava. Rava asked, Yesh beggar bekever or ain beggar bekever? If the victim was a na'ara at the time she died, but would have become a bageris by the time Basin ruled, is there an attaining a bagrus in the grave or not? The Gemara on the next up will clarify Rava's question. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard Simmon relates to a Dabra Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup to make it more distinct. So chicken soup is the Simmon for Lamed Ches. So here goes. The Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, sent a bowl over to the distraught father of a Na'ar Basul who died after being violated, since he received nothing. Once again, it's a motion. The Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches, a Dabra Lach. The Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, which reminds us of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Agali and Rabbi Akiva, whether a Na'ara that was engaged, divorced, and then violated receives a kanas. The Machlokes is based on how they understand the pasuk of Asher lo arasa, who was not engaged. So the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, which reminds us, we discussed where we learned that a ma'anis and mafata must pay 50 silver shkalim, whether it's from the Gezer Shava of Asher lo arasa in the parshios of the ma'anis and mafata, or according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, it's from the pasuk of Kesef Yishkol Kamor HaBasulos. So the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, sent a bowl over to the distraught father of a Na'ara Basul who died after being violated, since he received nothing. Which reminds us, Abaye said, Ba'alel Mesa Pater, if one violated a Na'ara Basul and she died before the violator was sued by the father and found liable by Basin, he's Pater from payment, for the pasuk states, V'nasan La'viha Na'ara, and he, referring to the violator, shall give to the father of the Na'ara 50 silver coins. The superfluous expression of Na'ara teaches that the fine is paid to the father of the Na'ara, V'lo La'avi Mesa, and not to the father of a deceased girl. The Gemara says that what was obvious to Abaye was the basis of a question for Rava. So once again, the Na'ara eating from a bowl of comforting chicken soup after being engaged, divorced, and then violated, that she bought with the 50 silver shkalim she had been given, sent a bowl over to the distraught father of a Na'ara Basul who died after being violated, since he received nothing. All right, now it's time for a four-block back Chazara. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The person who cooked b'mezid on Shabbos was placing the dish forbidden to all on top of a ladder. A ladder? That must be warned off Lamed Dalet. The person who cooked b'mezid on Shabbos was placing the dish forbidden to all on top of a ladder, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. If one cooked on Shabbos going to a mirror, if it was done b'shogeg, he may eat what he cooked, but if it was done b'mezid, he may not eat it. Rav Yehuda says, b'shogeg he may eat it mostly Shabbos, b'mezid he may never eat the food, but Rashi explains, others may eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, B'shogeg, the food may be eaten by others after Shabbos, but not by him. B'mezid, the food may never be eaten by anyone. The Gemara brings the psukim for Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion. So the person who cooked B'mezid on Shabbos was placing the dish, forbidden to all, on top of a ladder, when he accidentally dropped it on the head of a thief who stole a shomer niskal from a shomer's house, which reminds us. The Gemara asks how Rabbi Meir could rule that a thief who steals in shechs a shomer niskal, an ox condemned to be stolen, could be chayiv, the four or five times payment. It's not the animal the original owner they're shechting, since the moment it's condemned, it becomes aser b'hanah. Rabbi Ann said that we're dealing here with a case in which the ox had been given to a shomer, and then it killed a person and was condemned to death while in his custody, and then the thief stole it from the shomer's house. Rabbi Meir holds, even after the verdict is reached, ha'chziru shomer l'bal of muchzor. If the shomer returns the animal to its owner, it's considered return. He also holds davar gorm l'mamun k'mamun dami. Something that can cause a benefit of money is considered as money. Even though the animal is asa b'hana, it's considered, so to speak, owned by the shomer, since it causes him a benefit that he does not have to pay for damages when he returns it to the owner. Therefore, the thief has stolen the animal from the shomer and must pay 4 or 5 times to the shomer. So, the person who cooked b'mezid on Shabbos was placing the dish forbidden to all on top of a ladder, when he accidentally dropped it on the head of a thief who stole a shor niskal from a shomer's house and was shechting it himself on Shabbos, making mechayev and misa and to pay 4 or 5 times. Which reminds us, Rabbah brings an alternative explanation for how Rabbi Meir holds that a thief can be chayev 4 or 5 times of payment when the animal is shechted on Shabbos. Actually, you can say the cases where the thief shechts the animal himself and not through a shaliach. And you can still say that Rabbi Meir generally holds that one can get malchus and pay for the same transgression, but he does not hold he can be chayev misa and payment at the same time. But this case is different. The chiddush is shechidsha Torah b'knas, for it's a chiddush that the Torah was mechadish with a knas, afagav the mikdom misham, that even though he's executed, he still pays the fine. Daf Lamed Hey, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The children's choir director, children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The children's choir director who inadvertently struck a man and a cow with his baton, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice in the base midrash of Chizkiah. The Torah makes a comparison between the psukim Makkah Adam and Makkah Behema, one who strikes a man who is executed and does not pay damages, and one who strikes an animal who always pays damages. From here we learn that just as one who strikes an animal, you do not distinguish whether he did a b'shogeg or b'mezud, or whether he had kavanah to strike this animal, or didn't have kavanah, he's always chayv to pay. So too, when it comes to striking a man and all these distinctions just mentioned, the Torah is not coming to mechayev him to pay in any of these cases, rather it's coming to exempt him from paying in all these cases. So the children's choir director, who inadvertently struck a man and a cow with his baton, just as the choir was singing the Russia Russia chorus line of their song that compared Malkus to Misa, which reminds us, when Ravin came from Eretz Israel to Babel, he reported that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish disagreed, b'chayvi Malkus shogeging v'davar acher, with regard to those who did a transgression b'shogeg, that when done b'mezid, is chayv Malkus, and is also chayv a monetary payment at the same time. Rish Lakish says he's pater b'feresh rips the Torah b'chayvi Malkios k'chayvi Misus, but the Torah explicitly included those chayv from Malkus in the exemption from payment, just like those chayv the death penalty. When the Gemara asks whether the Torah includes this law, Abai said it's derived from the Gezer Shava of Russia, Russia. So the children's choir director who inadvertently struck a man and a cow with his baton, just as the choir was singing the Russia, Russia chorus line of their song that compared Malkus to Misa, was shocked to see a sign on the animal that read, "You will always be chayv a payment if you strike me on a weekday," which reminds us, the Gemara explains how the Tana of the base midrash of Chizkiah, who made the comparison of Makkah Adam and Makkah Behema, presumed the case is where he struck the animal on a weekday and not on Shabbos, when one can distinguish between an act done b'shogeg and one done b'mezid. Daf Lamed Vav, so the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The Choresh is holding a lulav, that must be more on Daf Lamed Vav. The Choresh is holding a lulav with a sign on it that said, "Please speak up on my behalf regarding a Tanis Basulim," which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the Tana of a Braisa that taught that a Choresh and a Shota cannot have a claim of Tanis Basulim brought against them is from Gamliel, for just as he believes a woman who said that she was violated after receiving her Kedushin so that she doesn't lose her Ksuba, so too here in the case of the Choresh and the Shota, she doesn't lose her Ksuba, for we would say that if she had been mentally competent, she would claim that she was violated after Kedushin. When the Gemara asks if one actually heard that this was Rabbi Gamliel's position, when the woman herself does not make the claim, it answers that it's based on the principle of psach picha le'ilim, open your mouth on behalf of the mute, which means one should speak up on behalf of those who cannot do so for themselves. So the Choresh is holding a lulav with a sign on it that said, "Please speak up on my behalf regarding a Tanis Basulim." Didn't hear the crash when the blind girl using a lulav as a cane fell down and struck the ground, which reminds us, it was stated in a Braisa. Sumcha says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Suma ein la Tanis Basulim, a blind woman cannot have brought against her a Tanis Basulim, because a blind girl is likely to fall and strike the ground, which would cause her to lose her Dan Basulim. Since she doesn't see that she's bleeding, she doesn't show her mother. So the Choresh is holding a lulav with a sign on it that said, "Please speak up on my behalf regarding a Tanis Basulim." Didn't hear the crash when the blind girl using a lulav as a cane fell down and struck the ground after tripping over a freed captive woman who was sitting eating truma while counting her kanas. Which reminds, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a shvuya who is ransomed is still in her state of purity, even if she's old, meaning older than the three, and she doesn't lose her right to receiving a kanas, is not necessarily saying the same thing as Rabbi Dosu, who holds shvuya ocheles betruma, a former captive woman who's a bas kohen, is permitted to eat truma. They might have different reasons for being lenient. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The referees at the fierce Kamlei by the Rabbi Minei laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why there are two sources for the principle of Kamlei by the Rabbi Minei, one for Chayiv Misa and the other for Chayiv Malkus. So the referees at the fierce Kamlei by the Rabbi Minei laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, who refused to take atonement money for murderers facing execution, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why it was necessary to teach that a murderer Mamezid can't give kofar atonement money to redeem his life, and also to teach separately the one who kills Beshogig and sent to an Ir Miklat can't give kofar and redeem his life. So the referees at the Kamlei by the Rabbi Minei laser tag tournament between one Chayiv Misa and another Chayiv Malkus, who refused to take atonement money for murderers facing execution or heading to the Ari Miklat, declared the one who zapped his opponent in the neck the victor, since he chose a Misa Yafa. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that those executed with Saif are executed with a sword to the neck, and that it's learned from the Parsha of Egel Arufa, but we don't learn from that Parsha that it's with an axe and at the back of the neck, because we learn from the pasuk of Vahavta Reicha Kamocha that we must choose a Misa Yafa, a more favorable death. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn why it was necessary to teach that kofar atoma money cannot be given by those who murdered Bemezid or Beshogeg? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which Dafti Lan Rabbi Yehuda's reason for permitting a captive woman to receive a kanas may not be the same reason as Rabbi Dosa's reason for permitting her to eat truma? That's on Daf Amid Vav. Good. Number 3. Which Dafti Lan learned that Abai learns from the Gezer Shava of Russia, that the Torah explicitly included those Chayiv from Malkus in the exemption from payment, just like those Chayiv Misa? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a machlokes Rabbi Yosi Gili and Rabbi Kiva, whether a na'ara that was engaged, divorced, and then violated receives her kanas? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk of striking an animal is referring to a weekday? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that a thief can be chayiv 4 or 5 times when he shechs on Shabbos because it's a special chiddush by kanas that even though he's executed, he still pays the fine? That's on daf Lamed Dalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Abai said that the father of a na'ara who was violated but died before Beis and Paskin does not receive the kanas? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the learn why 2 sources are brought for Kamlei by the Rabbi Minei, one for Chayiv Misa and one for Chayiv Malkus? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss where we learn out the kanas of 50 silver shkalim? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn from Egel Arufa that Saif is done on the neck and it's done in the front of the neck because it's a Misa Yafa? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.